Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The great State Carolina baseball rivalry has fizzled out. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Maybe the sold-out State Carolina game at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park getting washed away on April 15th was a sign that neither team would be very good this season. The brainy ACC schedule makers did not have the Tar Heels and Wolfpack playing their usual three-game series, so the schools decided on a non-conference game at the DBAP, site of their classic extra-inning thriller in the 2013 ACC tournament. Guess what? The preseason top 10-ranked Wolfpack may not even make it back to the ACC tourney this year. Despite having the great Carlos Rodon, the second coming of Fernando Valenzuela, who struck out 15 in his last start but lost 1-0 due to anemic run support by the state offense. The impotent pack is currently 9-15 in ACC play and in 11th place. Only the top 10 teams go to the ACC tourney for some unknown reason. The Tar Heels are 13-11 and are in 6th place, but they have 3-game series left with powerhouses Florida State and Miami. If Carolina gets swept in both, it could be on the sidelines with the Wolfpack, but right now that looks like a long shot. State season, meanwhile, has to be considered no less than a disaster considering the high expectations. No tears are being shed in Chapel Hill. Because of a few nitwits from NC State who continue to fill cyberspace with scandal spam and feed the News and Observer so-called leads to follow, many Tar Heel fans couldn't care less if the Wolfpack ever wins another game in anything. That's why Marcus Page's coast-to-coast layup that stunned the crowd at the PNC, RBC, or whatever they call it, was so sweet. A rivalry is supposed to be conducted on the fields, courts, mats, track, and pools, not in the Twitter world. Unfortunately, that is where some state supporters are slapping themselves on the back silly for perpetuating misery over at the Hill. They should all get into the batter's box and take a high, hard one from Rodon. They have as much chance of hitting one fair, apparently, as the supposedly potent state lineup. They should all strike out looking bad. This is Archansky. See ya.